the falling. For a few short weeks every year, the mountains of western North Carolina are renowned for their bright autumn leaves. The generations have brought to the region countless so-called leaf lookers, enthralled by their fiery shades of yellow and red come mid-October. Even this year, when area biologists are expecting fall leaves to be duller and less vibrant, all local economists can see on the horizon is the color of money for the mountains.
This season is continuing the trend of the past few years. The climate's warming.
Dr. Beverly Collins gives her forecast for the 2016 leaf season.
While we can predict that the colors are probably going to peak around the third week in October, what we can't predict is how much they will turn together. If the colors may not be as bright this year, and I think the season may start a little early and last a little longer. So I think it might be a little more prolonged.
Dr. Collins has been teaching biology at Western Carolina University for the last 10 years and says that while climate change has been especially slow to take hold here in the mountains, its effects can now be seen in the less than typical leaf seasons like this year's. But of course, Collins has her detractors as well.
Some people think that perhaps because we had a dry summer that the colors may be brighter because dry weather can often bring out bright colors, especially reds.
At the end of the day, the forecast of fall leaf color is no easy task.
We have to balance in forecasting when the colors are going to appear and when the peak's going to appear and how long they're going to last and how bright the colors are. We have to balance all of those things, and that makes forecasting the color hard.
Across the quad at Western, tourism and hospitality professor Steve Morse is researching the impact this year's leaf season will have on the region's economy.
The October-November fall foliage phenomenon. It's a tradition. Even back when kids used to get in the station wagon with mom and dad in the 60s and 70s and drive to the Smokies to see the leaf change. That's a generational thing that's passed over to the next generation. But now they're coming to the Smokies and spending two or three nights in cabins during that time period, going on the Smoky Mountain Railroad, going on the Nantahala Outdoor Center rafting, zip lining, mountain biking. All those activities weren't available before.
And despite its recent gas shortage, Dr. Morse is calling for a record turnout in the mountains.
Because of a couple factors, I expect some of the strongest Octobers ever. And I'll tell you why. Gasoline is at a 12-year low. This is a drive-to destination.
Last year's study found that over 400,000 hotel room nights were sold throughout Western North Carolina. This year, the number has so far increased, according to Morse's study, a continued trend from previous years. For instance, Macon, Graham, Cherokee, and Clay counties have seen a 4.5% increase in tourism spending from last year. A 4.1% increase for Jackson, Haywood, Swain, and Transylvania counties, and a 3.8% increase for Buncombe and Henderson counties. The study also finds that hotels are overwhelmingly booked more on the weekends during the month of October than during weekdays, suggesting shorter tourism stays during the fall season than in the summer.
All those activities weren't available before. But now when they come, instead of drive through and go back home, they drive up here, spend a couple nights, spend a lot of money, employ a lot of people, put a lot of local taxes to work, and the fall foliage is driving that part of this economy.
In the end, while tourists nonetheless come from all around to the mountains for their fall leaves, Dr. Collins explains that climate change will have an impact on future leaf seasons. But that's no reason leaf lovers should enjoy them, she explains, recommending that they be mindful of both the weather as well as elevation, because both of these factors can also impact the types of leaves that will change, as well as their vibrancy and colors. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.
We're on leaves start to fall.
What my